Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, episode 165. Today we are reading chapter 57 of the novel in family drama Just One Stop Book 3 by Daniel White III with his wife Marika White. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:6. Upon returning home the Sunday following Pastor Mooney's preaching at 9th Street, Jonathan and Monica received a disturbing call from both their parents. Pastor Richardson had suffered a massive heart attack and had to be rushed to the hospital. "It doesn't look like he's going to pull through this one," Brother Montague shared with them. "Please pray for Sister Richardson and their son Samuel." Jonathan assured them that the 9th Street family would be in fervent prayer for them. Later that week, Jonathan received a letter of invitation from Pastor Richardson. It read, "My dear Brother Jonathan, I trust this short letter finds you doing well. I've watched you ever since your family joined us here at New Mount Zion. It was then that I started praying for the right man to take over this great work that the Lord has allowed me to carry out here at New Mount Zion. The Lord placed you upon my heart ever since you preached your first trial sermon here. I've been praying about this for years, and now I'm ready to pass the gospel baton down to you. Jonathan Reynolds, I'm writing to humbly ask you to take over as senior pastor here at New Mount Zion Evangelical Missionary Church, effective immediately. I would count it an honor if you would accept, as I believe it is in God's perfect will. Blessings, Pastor Richardson." Jonathan read and reread the letter. His eyes got watery and a lump built up in his throat. "God, you're just too great. This would be more than an honor. And to think I almost lost out on this great blessing, the blessing of a lifetime." He placed the letter on his desk and, reclining back in his chair, became lost in his thoughts. Towards the end of the week, he gave his father a call about the letter. "Yes, son, Pastor Richardson shared this with me and the deacons, who have been in fervent prayer for some months now, that God will prepare you to slide right into this position." "What about 9th Street? You know I can't just leave them like that. We just now found someone to fill in as assistant pastor. The deacons and church family voted unanimously for Pastor Mooney from Washington State to fill that position," Jonathan said. "I won't worry about a thing. It's all in God's hands. He'll send someone to fill that position as soon as you accept the senior pastor position here," his father assured him. Jonathan thought about Pastor Mooney and how the 9th Street family loved not only his preaching, but also his family. Is it coincidental that his application came in at this time, or is it in God's will? It's unusual for even the deacons to want him to fill that position without even hearing or meeting another candidate for that position. Even Deacon Travis voted for him without reservation. He smiled as Deacon Travis's words came into his thoughts. "We're a praying church, and when you have a praying church and some praying deacons and pastor, when God sends the right man, we'll know immediately that he is the right man." "Dad, I'll have to pray about this. I feel I'm too young and inadequate to pick up and carry on from where Pastor Richardson is leaving off. I feel you should fill that position. You're the assistant pastor, and you've worked alongside Pastor Richardson for these many years. Anyway, I'll pray about it." Brother Reynolds chuckled. "We've prayed enough about it. God has already given us the answer. We're just waiting for you to accept." "I see the big picture now," Jonathan shared with his wife after he showed her the letter. "God has been preparing me all this time, chipping away the rough edges and polishing me. Coming to 9th Street was not coincidental. It was all in God's plan." "Well, are you going to accept it?" Monica asked with much eagerness. "I have to pray about this some more. I don't feel comfortable leaving 9th Street just yet. I still have great plans for this church," he said. "Stacy, I hope he accepts," Monica told her friend. "It would be good to serve God from our hometown. I'm so happy for you. And guess what? Robert is talking about possibly moving down to Texas. The economic situation appears terrible, not to mention the increase in crime. He's been checking around, and so far Texas seems to offer the best economic situation for us, so we're praying about that," Stacy said. We just don't feel safe here anymore since Trelawney's abduction. Not that it couldn't have happened anywhere else. Is this a mere coincidence or what? Monica said, laughing. Wouldn't that be something, Stacy said, for us to move back to our old stomping ground? God is good all the time, Monica said, and all the time God is good, they both finished. Oh, I almost forgot, Monica said, as they were wrapping up their conversation. Please be an earnest prayer for Pastor and Sister Richardson. The last time I spoke with Mom, she said the heart attack left Pastor Richardson confined to a wheelchair and left him paralyzed on one side of his body. That's what Mom and Dad shared with me, Stacy said. We're definitely praying for them. I hope he gets back to good health before we move down there. It would be good to see them again. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible also says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless you. Until next time.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful, and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner, and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." May God bless you until the next time.